Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got the tournament director of the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championship, Mr. Salah Talak himself. It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking to him once again. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Pleasure is mine. And I'm doing good. It's the third day. So we're really happy this year. And again, there's a lot of reasons. One of them is that we are 1,000 event permanently from now onwards. Number two, the lineup. It's been really great. And this is the first time since many years to start with top 10 out of 10. Then again, we had a couple of injuries, and now we are back to, so at least we still have six still playing in this week. So a few matches now, as you can see, it's on. And I think this is the best ever we had. And the weather is beautiful. No rain so far, just a bit windy. I think this is part of the Dubai tournament, you know? So, still, there are some tickets available for mm-hmm. people to come and watch.
2024, as you mentioned, is a special year. You gained the permanent 1,000 status for the WTA.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know or realize the hard work that goes behind it. Can you talk us through that?
Sure. It took us really many years, I would say, since 2009, when we alternated this with Doha. And it was 1 year 700, 1 year 500, or Premier 5. So it wasn't easy, but again, what we did as a Dubai, we always come up with innovative ideas and something different and something special. So I think the ideas came from our executive vice chairman, the CEO Colin McLaughlin, to equalize prize money between WTA and ADP. And that was many years back, actually. I remember the first, when we started...
2005, in fact.
Six.
Right. True.
Yeah. So, but just to go back to 2001, when we started the WTA tour, it was $585,000, and back then the men ATP it was $215, and then it was $250 gold. You know, it was just evolved all the way. But back then it was I think it was $500 when we changed, and it was $1 million. So so from that time, so we made it $1 million each. And then we took it off, you know, every year there until we reached this year. Mm-hmm. So now each week, $3.2 million.
Wow.
So you're talking about total $6.4 million.
As we walked through the facility, we saw people from different generations over here, the Irish village, the tennis village. We see people from different backgrounds as well over here. But I want to get your thoughts on this. How would you feel, or how amazing would it be for a UAE player under the flag progressing through the WTA or the ATP tour?
Sure. Just again, back to, again, when you say it took you so long. Yes, indeed, it took us so long, many years to get the permanent 1,000, because what happened, you have other stakeholders. They also, you know, it's not easy for them to accept to have another extra, because us in Doha, we were considered as a one.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have 10 of the 1,000s. So yes, it was very difficult for us We had a lot of meetings, many years on and off to get to, you know, first of all, none of them were accepting it, you know, to have another extra. Then it took them a bit longer to accept, and then they all agreed. So finally happened. Last year, I would say during the U.S. Open, that all agreed and then and dusted. Yes, back to see all the different people from all over the world. So I feel very proud as a UAE, as an Emirati, running this event, such an international, the world class, and especially the ladies. I mean, if you think today, there is no sports in the world for the ladies that you have such a high class. And it is, as per the chairman and the CEO of WTA, Steve Simon, he even mentioned it last night. He said, we are the second biggest sport when it comes to exposure worldwide after the soccer.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he said that. So I think it's really good. It's a great news. It's a great statement from Steve. And also, we are happy to hear that as well. And it's such a clean and a classy sport and event. Because there's not any direct contact, physically contact between the players. Either you see one on each side or two on each side. And everything's very, very, very simple, very, very clear that you see. And plus, there's a lot of changing happening as well in the court. So now, this year is going to be the last year that you see aligned judges. So then,
right.
Yes. Because from next year, as an ATP, mm-hmm. it's a compulsory. You have to have a electronic line calling.
Right.
WTA, they don't really... he said, yes, we are okay, but we're not still pushing for that. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of reasons. Some days, no, we still like a human element to be. And it's nice, even mm-hmm. In a soccer, when you think about the VAR. So for me, it's like, it's not real anymore. There's no fun. Sometimes it's nice to have some doubt. Whether it's a goal or it's not a goal, it's a foul or it's a penalty. So now the tennis to be the same. So it's all electronically. But we will have, of course, we will have also the Hawkeye, which is like a review analysis, mm-hmm. a review line calling. So, you know, there's a lot of changes happening. So I think it's all for good. So for me, and I'm same thing for the TV as well. You know, they all like, there is a start, but there's no end to the tennis. See, this is the problem. So maybe one day it's going to change, hopefully. I don't know if we're all gonna be around or it's gonna be. We don't know. Yeah,
we talked a lot about the tennis. Yeah. Maria Sakkari recently, she was at Aya Universe. It's one of my favorite places.
Oh, really?
In Wafi. It's one of the new attractions in Dubai.
Yeah.
It takes you a step into the future in terms of the projections and artificial reality.
Sure.
I want to get your thoughts on the way the city has expanded in terms of the infrastructure and in terms of what the attraction is for the players that come in as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think for us, every year we have a lot of, brainstorming and not challenging, because we know the challenge, like which one to pick, what to do, because there's a lot of things happening. Many things, as you have mentioned, like this year, just a week ago, the official opening of the One Zabil. It's mm-hmm. It's a beautiful state-of-the-art building. And it's like a two towers, and then in the middle, and you have the cantilever, which is a 200 meters length. So when you think about it, it's like a two vertical towers and one horizontal tower. Beautiful. So this is owned by ICD, and which is Investment Corporation of Dubai. Mm-hmm. And us, as a Dubai duty-free, we are a member or the stakeholder of the ICD as well. So I think this is the place. Beautiful. And it's a combination of comprised of two hotels, One and Only and Saro. So Saro, which is like a very similar to Jumeirah. It's a homegrown a hotel reservation, a hotel management, mm-hmm. I think, which is good and should do really well. And in that cantilever, it has, I think, 10 to 11 combination of restaurant and clubs, which is really good. And they have the longest swimming pool in the world, 200 meters. It's amazing. I was there. It's a mind blowing when you go and see the view. You see the Burj Khalifa. You see all the Dubai skyline. Such a beautiful place. And just if you look back, or like it depends which area you're standing, and you see that Dubai frame. And then a little bit more further, you see the Museum of the Future. So, I mean, there is no end to it. Every time you go, there's something else is happening. So yeah, Dubai, it's a place that every year there's something different. Even the players, when they come, they see, oh, so what's next? What's new this year? And you have 15,000 different restaurants in Dubai.
You said what's new, what's next. When I think of you as an individual, when I think of Mr. Salah Talak, it takes me back to the conversation we had last year. 2 weeks ago, I was on top of the helipad of the Burj Al Arab, and I could think of just Salah Talak, the architect behind the Roger Federer versus Andre Agassi on the helipad. What's next for Dubai in terms of something emphatic, something that stops the whole world and captures all the attention?
I would say, there's a lot of things happening, to be honest. But I must say, this year, I think the two things last year, the Royal Atlantis, mm-hmm. or Atlantis Royal, that was the big thing, wow. And this year, I would say, which is like just fresh 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. One and only. I would say these two are now one of the latest attraction in Dubai.
Final question for me. You've been very generous with your time. In terms of the grassroots level of the sport, how do you see that progressing and what challenges are possibly in place?
I would say two things. Us as a Dubai Duty Free, the organizer, the owner of the events both weeks, and also the title sponsor. Our responsibility is to give chances more to the kids, that the ball kids, mm-hmm. because few of the ball kids, they became a player. So one of them, I think, the ladies, Kumba. Mm-hmm. So she played last year, and this year we have given her a wild card, and she played. It took her, I think, more than 1 hour, which is really good. Secondly, we have done the same thing for the men's, whether it's Emirati or from GC. We have given a lot of chances to the Kuwaiti, to the Saudi, to the Qatari. Tunisian, Jordanian, many.
Right.
Third, I mean, all the ball kids, the process, the way we do, we give a chance from the whole UAE. It's not only for Dubai, all the university, I mean, schools and different parts of Dubai, different parts of UAE, just to give a chance to everyone so they can be part of the game, they can see it live, they can feel and be with the players, ladies or men. So that gives them a lot of opportunity, a lot of confidence
and exposure as well.
And you see their parents watching them, oh, that's my kid. So I'll just give you one example, like one of my daughters, mm-hmm. she was a ball kid, then nice. she for many years, then she became a supervisor of the ball kid.
Nice.
Now less than a year she will be a doctor, a physician.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So okay. she said, I was thinking to be a pediatrician, but maybe one day, I told her, maybe Sarah, her name is Sarah, I said, maybe one day you'll be a tournament doctor. She said, yeah, why not? That possible. So, you know, this thing, it happened. And then also another aspect that we do support UAE Tennis Federation, mm-hmm. whether by sponsoring programs that they have for the grassroots, or they have something they do every now and then. So we do that as well. So we always make sure we are part of it, we're supporting it, wherever we can.
Sorry, I just have a follow-up question on what you mentioned. You are the tournament director, one of the busiest times for you. It is the tennis, but how do you switch off from the work commitments, or how do you sort of step aside from the sports or just collect yourself?
I know it's not easy. Even today, I missed the weekly finance meeting. So I didn't go because I was so tired last night. And I felt like I have a bit of like a sore throat and coughing. So I said, I don't want to be next to my colleagues and you know, give them a bad cough or whatever. Right. So I miss that. Yeah, sometimes it happens. But again, the project, so they all know, they all understand I'm here, I'm running the event, and I'm responsible, so I got to be here. If anything goes wrong with the player, so I'm here to take a decision.
So that's always great to talk to you, and wishing you the best for 2024 and the years ahead.
Thank you, and I wish you all the best for your channel, and let people enjoy, and let them come and watch.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.